Cool. Abundanza Grimani, level 1. The statue is a Greek original depicting Cor Rhea, also known as Persephone, daughter of the goddess Demeter and wife of Hades. For centuries, however, the work was known as the Abundanza Grimani, due to a Renaissance-era restoration. The appearance of the restored statue is documented in drawings by Anton Maria Zanetti from 1736, which show the reconstruction of both forearms and the addition of a cornucopia filled with flowers and fruit in the left hand. The restoration was based on the interpretation of the time, which mistakenly identified the figure as the Roman goddess of abundance. Today, the statue has been restored to its original condition. Aside from the missing forearms, the statue is in good overall condition, and the head appears to belong to the original sculpture, despite the break separating it from the body. The Cor Rhea is dressed in a light garment fastened with a series of buttons, visible on the right arm, and over it she wears a richly draped emetion falling from the left shoulder. Observing the head, with its elegant wavy locks, one can see small holes around the crown, which were used to attach a metal diadem. The earlobes are also pierced, likely to hold earrings. Scholars have noted a resemblance between this work and a female figure from the decoration of the Parthenon, linking its stylistic model to the work of Phidias, the Athenian artist responsible for the temple's celebrated sculptural program. Based on this comparison, it has been dated to the second half of the 5th century BC. The statue is part of a group of Greek originals in the collection of Giovanni Grimani, depicting Cor and Demeter. The statuettes share similar features and most likely come from the same sanctuary, which for a long time was thought to be located on Crete, a theory supported by the fact that many of the inscriptions in the collection also originate from the island. However, this hypothesis has been called into question. Based on the stylistic and formal characteristics of the various artifacts, combined with archival records of 16th century excavations, scholars now consider it more likely that the group of statuettes originated in the Aegean Islands or possibly along the coast of Asia Minor. The question of provenance, therefore, remains open. However, since much of Greek sculpture is known to us primarily through Roman copies, these original works represent a rare and valuable testimony to the art of the period, and were undoubtedly a source of great pride for the collector.